A study published today states that an American family of three needs a minimum of $28,000 a year just to buy necessities. As Assistant Secretary of Health and Human Services in the Clinton administration, commentator Peter Edelman worked on family issues. He resigned over welfare reform. Edelman says the new findings are alarming.
An annual income of $28,000 is double what the federal government considers poor. Using the federal poverty line as a yardstick, 32 million people are poor. But according to the Economic Policy Institute, a surprising 80 million people have incomes that won't cover their minimal needs. That's nearly 30% of the U.S. population. The Washington-based research group found that the minimum budget for a typical family of three can be as much as $46,000 a year, depending on location. The numbers, of course, are even higher for larger families. Here's another bulletin from the group that focuses on low and moderate income Americans. For people at the federal poverty line, their earnings cover only about half of the family's basic needs. The premise of the 1996 welfare reform law was that work would pull people out of economic trouble. Turns out that was only stage one, though even that is in jeopardy if we fall into a recession. Stage two is facing up to the disconnect between how much U.S. jobs pay and what it really costs to live. That's where we have to focus now. The gap between wages and reality is especially wide in urban areas. Housing costs, in particular, have skyrocketed. It's a problem a country as rich as ours shouldn't have. What's more, this issue has outgrown terms like welfare and poverty. The problem plagues millions of people who don't define themselves by either of those labels and don't want to. Congress should consider this as it takes up reauthorization of the 1996 welfare reform law. There is plenty we need to do for those at the bottom. But the even bigger challenge is helping the millions of people with jobs that just don't pay enough. We should raise the minimum wage and unionize more low-wage workers. But those steps won't get us far enough. What we have here is a massive case of market failure. Public policy has to try to help. This means reworking the earned income tax credit for low-income workers so it fits the real needs of families. It means expanding health coverage to all lower-income parents and children. It means broadening child care assistance. And it means dealing with the massive crisis in affordable housing. President Bush calls his faith-based initiative a new war on poverty. Implemented with care, it will help some people by letting more religious groups use federal money for social programs. But a war on poverty, it is not. What is needed is much more basic. Some politicians say we can't afford to do what's needed because of the president's tax cut gift mostly to the wealthy. Well, we'll just have to take back a little of that bonanza. 80 million low-income Americans deserve help a whole lot more.
The comments of Peter Edelman, a Georgetown University law professor and author of Searching for America's Heart, RFK, and the Renewal of Hope.